It's time for Sports Day. It's a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
I kid you not. I am not a homer. I am not someone trying to give you a hot take. I am not someone that is overstating anything, exaggerating. I might be a crazy person. That's okay. But I'm not crazy when I say this. The Florida Panthers are the best team in the NHL right here, right now. My cousin Vladimir Louisson, you can admit I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy when it comes to this.
You're not crazy.
No one has played better.
Edmonton might have something to say about that.
Nah. We took care of Edmonton, by the way, earlier this year.
You're talking about now. Ahuha.
They've lost some games. I'm telling you, this Panthers team is special. Going to Tampa, the Bullies are bugaboo. A team that we never wanted to see, much less in Tampa Bay. They're on a winning streak. We're on a four-game winning streak. We won 10 on the road. We won 11 on the road. But we got to do it against the bad boys. Team that's owned us, not just on the ice. They've beaten us up a lot, too, in the fights, in the playoffs. You just run up against a brick wall when you play them. Yesterday, that brick wall got blasted through. 9-2, Vlad. 9-2. And you scored 4 in the first. Just let them know, like, no more of this. No more. There's a new sheriff in town.
Panthers overtook Boston with that win. They now lead the Atlantic.
Eastern Conference.
They lead the Atlantic with 76 points.
The entire Eastern Conference, by the way.
And they and the Rangers are the hottest teams in the NHL right now. Rangers got a 6-game winning streak. Panthers on the road. Monsters.
I mean,
monsters. You go to Tampa.
Woo!
They laid the smack down on the Lightning's ass. And that was good because you got to get that mind control away from Tampa. You went to Tampa and dropped. You know, they scored more points. They scored more than the Dolphins did in the wild card game.
That's true. The Panthers scored more last night in Tampa against the Bullies than the Dolphins did in their playoff game.
And the only reason why I said that is because they kept on showing the wild card game yesterday on the NFL Network. So that's why I was like, oh, man. But, yeah, Panthers, Paul Maurice, best coach in hockey right now, best coach in South Florida.
We called that man out. He listened. Ever since we called him out, Vlad, the Panthers were on the outside looking in at the end of the season last year, trying to make the playoffs. We said, we're about to start deliberating. This jury's about to start deliberating. Since then, the Panthers have been, if not the best team in the NHL, one of the handful top best teams in the NHL. 9-2 yesterday in Tampa against the Lightning, who are on a winning streak, who have owned us, says it all. We exercise those demons. Those demons are out. They're gone. There's a new sheriff in town, and it's the Florida Panthers. We'll come to you. I would say come get us. We'll come to you. Don't you worry. We'll come and whoop that ass on the road real quick. And then we'll come home and relax for a little bit. I don't want them to come home. I know they're coming home on Tuesday. No, Ottawa, we'll come to you. That ass whooping comes to you. Doesn't just sit at home and wait for you to come to it. Mm-mm. That should be a slogan. I want this. Vamos gatos. We bring the ass whooping to you. It's a lot to write on a shirt, but, you know, maybe on the back.
That is a lot to write.
Well, let's work on it. It's a working title. I would say we bring that ass to you, but that's a different, totally different game. Go ahead, hit it.
Hey, yo.
Thank you for joining us. We're on a little early because, Satellite problems. RVR Richie is keeping track of my hair flips throughout the day. I took a shower before I got here today, and I got rained on a little bit, so keep tracking that. Of course, we are on YouTube Live. We are on Twitch. We are on 560 across South Florida. That's AM. And on the Odyssey app around the world. I know some of my family in Louisiana listening right now. Big Lynn, stay strong. My brother Paul Day all day. Thank you so much. Appreciate everyone listening and tuning in. Woo, Vlad. They say it's the slow time of the year. I beg to differ.
No, it was slow. It's slow, bro.
I'm stoked up, man.
It's snail.
I'm stoked up.
All right, I'm happy that
you know what? I'm so stoked up. We're going to do 4 hours today. We started early. We might end late. Actually, you know what?
We might end early.
We might be. Vlad, let's do it now. Can I ask you a question? You want to stick around an extra hour today?
No. Oh. Because we started early.
Oh. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere.
No. I'm glad.
Look, you say not a lot happened last night.
No, you know what? Let me say that. It is a boring time right now, but last night I found myself watching the NBA All-Star Weekend. I found myself enjoying UFC 298.
Mm-hmm.
Watching a good USC Colorado college basketball game that went to double overtime.
Yes, indeed.
So, yes, it was the first weekend in a long time. It's the first weekend without football, like no football whatsoever of any kind. So, it got a little, you know, it took a little time to get used to, but it was a good weekend.
We're going to get you caught up right with everything that's happening in the sports world. I can tell you about it, and I will tell you about it, but why not go ahead and just, like the Panthers did, break it out with a montage.
Welcome inside Emily Arena here in Tampa for this evening's matchup. It's the Florida Panthers and their cross-state rivals, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Miami and Boston College, and away we go. Hurricanes win the opening tap.
Please welcome AT&T CEO John Stankey, joined by Julius Erving as they present the Julius Dr. J. Erving Trophy to the winner of the 2024 AT&T Slam Dunk. From the Osceola Magic, let's hear it for Mac McClung.
I hated those who got me. A million refugees with unlimited warranties. Black Caesar.
10 seconds.
He got it.
He got it.
He got it.
There it is.
He got it. Look at him. Oh, he got it.
Women shoot from.
Why are you putting those boundaries on her?
That's not a boundary.
That's what the game is.
She wanted to shoot.
They have a smaller ball, don't they?
She shot the WNBA ball.
WNBA ball is smaller.
She shot with the WNBA ball.
Yeah, but she did.
Shot from the line.
Always comes down to this. And you've had the chance on the rope and needed every single shot, and it came down to the money ball.
Dang, time. Touch that watch, baby. Touch that watch.
And you don't stop, yo. My eyes are sore. Being a senator.
Here to present the 2024 Kia Skills Challenge trophies to our winning team, the Pacers.
Cats when I play, I told you, dance around you fools like Cassius Clay. Stretch my heat and make you do a pot of parade. Kick your balls like Pele, pick them doing ballet.
The horn sounds and Boston College comes from behind with a solid closing argument to defeat the University of Miami by a final score of 85-77. Hurricanes have lost their fourth straight game. Eagles end a four-game losing streak to Miami, and Boston College has now won 4 of their last 6 games.
The Panthers top the Lightning here in Tampa, 9-2.
Lose a pass in the horse race, two phase, getting D phase out like Scarface. Hold your roll.
Maya, that thick superstar. I know you liking that, Vlad.
Oh man, I'm at a Vegas, man.
Oh, jeez. Oh, bag of dimes, by the way.
Yeah, she's one of them ones, man. Yeah, Maya's nice. Maya's nice. Still looking great. Hey, nice to hear Praz. Hopefully he's not in jail.
Well, you know what, Vlad? I had all intentions of starting with this story, with this lead, but you know, 9-2 against Tampa, against the rival, against the bully, becoming the new sheriff in town, that took precedence. But I do want to give you your flowers and give you your props. You peacocked, you trumpeted, you represented for the male species. Steph Curry, Sabrina Ionescu. I didn't even have to watch it. I was kind of watching it at my dude Nathan and Giuseppe's place.
All right.
Your guy Steph Curry came through, and you let me know, and I agree. You're right.
Let's talk. I will say this. I like the All-Star Saturday night events.
I like that LED court.
I like the LED court. It was all right. I mean, it's okay. I don't want it to see it in a game or anything like that.
Oh, traditionalist, eh?
Yeah, I'm still traditional. I'm still traditionalist. But the three-point shooting in the NBA is ridiculous. When you score 24 points in a competition and you can't advance to the next round.
It's layups nowadays.
It's crazy. It's absolute craziness. 24 points used to be the final score, like the final tally that you would win the competition. That can't even get you in the first. That can get you into the finals. So shout out to all of that, because the three-point shooting contest was great. Dame won that. But the main event was Steph versus Sabrina. Sabrina was shooting from NBA range.
Yeah, she was shooting with a woman's ball.
And she was shooting with a woman's ball, but it doesn't matter. Shorty got range. She could shoot or shoot.
Well, you can call shoot her Shorty?
Shoot.
You call her Shorty?
Yeah, why not?
My roommate, Blake P., he liked her. I'm not physically attracted to her, but I can see where some guys would like her.
Nah, I just like her steez. I like her.
I like how she bulks up. Like,
you know, people will take shots, but.
Shots?
Well, you know.
She can shoot. She can shoot.
She can shoot. But she can definitely shoot. But it was great. It was great to see Steph, and Sabrina put pressure on him. She dropped 26. She had the final tally. Like, think about it. Next year, I think we're going to have women and men, NBA and WNBA players involved in the three-point contest.
That's awesome. Steph said afterwards, we need more of this. I agree. I like
yeah,
it.
I want to see the men destroy the women more. So
I think the men should shoot with the women's ball next year.
No,
every year we alternate.
No.
Women shoot with men shoot with them. That's not fair, though.
No.
I do want to say this, and I want to give props out, you know, RIP, to my father figure, my mentor, my AAU basketball coach, Bo Champagne. He said years and years ago, now that the three-point line's been around for a little while, eventually it is going to become the most probably important part of the game, and the big man is going to have to adapt. And at the time, it sounded silly. Like, no, the game is throw it inside, every once in a while shoot threes.
It's Dirk's fault.
Remember, Larry Bird never made 100 threes in a season. I don't even know if he attempted 100 threes in a season. Nowadays, guys off the bench are making 100 threes a season. So I like the evolution of all sports. I accept it. I don't fight it. That LED court, Vlad, get used to it. One of these days, it's going to be happening. Maybe not. Maybe. But still, I like it, man. I think it's cool. I'm. You know what, Vlad? You sold me on this All-Star weekend. I think I'm going to watch the All-Star game tonight.
Yeah.
I
watch 30. A little bit of it. The slam dunk contest, we'll get into that.
You know, I don't want to get into too much, but I really got nothing else going on tonight, so I think I'm going to sit around and watch the whole game tonight.
I don't know. Knock yourself out. Knock yourself out. I want to take – who do you think is going to win MVP? We'll talk about that later.
You're in Indianapolis.
Sorry, it's got to be Halliburton, right?
You got to favor Halliburton. He made that half-court shot last night. They won the skills challenge. If he balls out and you know he can score and it's not about defense in this game, yeah, I'm going to go Halliburton. I'm going to go Halliburton. We'll run through the starters and the players in just a little while, but let's get to some headlines. Can't say it enough. The Panthers routed the Lightning 9-2 en route to their franchise record 11th straight road win. Get this, Vlad. The NHL record is 12 games.
So they're one game away from tying.
I look at it as they're two games away from breaking it.
I like that.
We'll bring that ass whooping to you. Stay right there.
It's not
stay
the right there. The team coming to your house and just beating you, man.
We'll show up with a keg of beer and some... I was going to say something. Some hot women. And we'll
nah, they're going to come in your house to take your women.
We don't need to bring women because we're taking yours.
Parent your children. Lay their feet on your table.
Why does your son look like me? Oh, yeah, because we beat you 9-2.
That was nasty work.
It was a no doubt or two. It wasn't like they piled on at the end. They scored 4 in the first. Eat that, Lightning. And if you're somebody from the other side of the state, you talked a lot of this for the past couple of years. We got you right now. Sit your ass down.
So then let me ask you a question.
Sit your ass down.
Let me ask you a question, Cousin.
Yes. I got caught up. So,
Tuesday night, Panthers come home.
Ottawa Senators. Yes, sir. 7 o'clock.
I expect a sellout crowd.
Dot, I'm in my drop top cruising. Trying to work in as many Usher references as
possible. It's all right, man. Usher's been We don't need to usher in another Usher song or any Usher information. I'm ushered out.
He's coming to
town. But I know in 2 months. But
it should be sold out.
Panthers.
Now
Ottawa.
Is the time.
It should be sold out, don't you think? Like the Panthers. Come on, Cat fans.
It's not every day you have this special of a team. Take advantage of it.
Go out, man. Go
have
Tuesday
fun.
Night. Enjoy a great game. Go support your Cats. Let's go, man. If they do it so well on the road, you know how great it would be if they had a home ice advantage?
If it's just a party in that joint, down yourself some beers, get yourself some nachos, get there early, wear your jacket because it's cold in there, and get rowdy.
It's breaking there, B.
Get rowdy. I mean, Panthers fans, let's get rowdy. You have the right. You've earned this, man. Remember we went 2 decades without winning a playoff series. We got that monkey off our back. Couldn't beat the Lightning forever. We got that monkey off our back. Made it to a Stanley Cup final again after 100 years, it seems like. That monkey's off our back. Now it's time to do one more thing. One more thing. I don't want to get ahead of myself too much. Let's calm down. Or let me calm down. The Canes baseball team remains undefeated on the season, Vlad. I told you. They're 3-0. Yesterday, they won the first one 19-2. Not to be outdone in the second game, 16-0. I told you, New Jersey Institute of Technology, they'll put up a good fight that first game, and then that Miami lifestyle going to get a hold of those guys. It did. 19-2, 16-0. They're scheduled to play today at 1 o'clock. I don't know if that's going to happen. You might be sitting in Titanic Brewery drinking a whole lot of beer today because that weather ain't operating right. But 19-2, 16-0. Yeah, Vlad. Yeah, Vlad. Here we go.
3-0, and they beat NJIT.
And they can go 4-0 today. But
if weather permitting. I don't think so.
We're going to keep an eye on it. Canes men's basketball team, they're now losers of 4 in a row after falling to Boston College 85-77 yesterday. Duke comes to town. Woohoo!
I'm going to that game. Seven.
I know, Vlad.
I can't wait.
You're going because of Duke. Oh.
No, I'm going because it's a great atmosphere at Kaseya Center when Duke and the Canes play.
That's going to be a crazy game if it's at the Kaseya Center.
I'm sorry, not the Kaseya, Watsco Center. I'm sorry. My bad. Excuse me.
Go see the Metro Rail Boys. Metro Rail Boys, I know you're listening. You're everywhere. Vladdy.
That's why I'm going.
Give him a Coors Original.
Last year, I went to the Duke-Canes game, which the Canes won, and I finally went to the bars around the Watsco Center, and it was nice. It was nice.
The Metro Rail Boys are right outside the Watsco Center under the rail, Vlad.
I'll say hello.
Say, Sports Day wants to say hi. I'm Vlad, and my guys and girls, because there's some girls in the Metro Rail Boys represent, they'll throw you a Coors Original, one of those yellow belly beers, because you know, you and I in that Michelob Ultra and that Bud Light, we're not about that business, man. Titanic, oh, man, they got such good beer at Titanic, too. So if you want to just run around, Vlad, run around. I'll be at 26 Degree Brewing drinking their Zico's Rage Stout. I got to work, but that's okay. Rivals.com ranks the Hurricanes D-line class for 2024 number one in the nation. Of course, the U, they open the season in Gainesville against Florida August 31st right here at 560 WQAM. That's going to be a game right there. Florida's on the downside. The U coming on the up. This could be a game when we make a statement. Once again, we made a statement last night with the Panthers. Maybe it's the U, the Hurricanes' chance to make a statement against those Gators in Gainesville, August 31st, week zero. Remember the last time they played in week zero? It was kind of an underwhelming game. Florida won. Nonetheless, this is the beginning of the good. The Third Reich, as we would say. I don't know if that's a good reference, but the third rising of the U being the ultimate greatest teams of all time. Had it in the 80s, had it around 2000, now this time. I'm fired up today.
I can see that. I still need to see more.
I know, we all do. But look.
Is Mario on the grill?
No. When he got that huge contract.
You can't be on the grill,
you
right?
You can't buy that out, man. That's an alumni. Plus, man, the foundation is there. We're getting some really good players. And I know everybody's like, they don't make it. Listen, I hate to say it, and it's hard to believe. You have to be patient. As a fan, you don't want it, but you have to be patient. Nick Saban's first year at Alabama, not too pretty. They lost to University of Louisiana Monroe. Patience. It's going to be okay. Of course, Mario Cristobal, he coached with Nick Saban at Alabama, nonetheless. G-leaguer Matt McClung has repeated as dunk champion after dunking over Shaq last night. Jaime Jaquez Jr., happy birthday, by the way, 23 years young. He also dunked over Shaq, but finished in fourth place. Damian Lillard, I wouldn't like to say Heat guard Damian Lillard, but repeated as the three-point champion, Team Pacers took the skills challenge while Steph Curry outshot Sabrina Ionescu in the 1-on-1 three-point competition, 29-26, the All-Star game tonight at 8. Our very own Bam Adebayo going to be starting in place of Joel Embiid. I'm going to be cheering for Bam. I will also tell you, there is really hardly any chance that he would win MVP tonight.
No, he's not.
No, his game isn't that. That's not his game.
No.
It's not his game. But nonetheless.
But I'll tell you this, though. If he starts taking three-pointers and start making it, I could see Heat fans being upset.
Oh, yeah. Bam, don't you dare make a three tonight. Don't you dare make a three. Because now it's going to be expected from you every single minute. What about Matt McClung, G-leaguer for Orlando? He's played 4 NBA games in his career, and he has 2 dunk competitions. Now, remember, he was an internet sensation in high school doing all types of crazy dunks on TikTok and YouTube. But I like how he's only played 4 NBA games, and he's won 2 dunk championships. What in the world are we doing here, Vlad?
What? Listen.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
The stars don't want to do the dunk contest. Because there's 2 reasons.
I mean, yeah, Jaylen Brown last night, he came in second place.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown, come on, man. He was doing in-game dunks. It wasn't that. A couple of them were creative, but you got to – it. When you slow it down and you look at it, yeah, it's creative. But – and also, let's be honest, the judges were nasty. They screwed Jaime. They screwed Jacob Toppin. Like, they were being rough. I get it.
Did you like Jaime's ode to Mexico dunk?
I didn't get it. I didn't know it was an ode to Mexico.
Oh, the second one, yeah. The one over Shaq was a little...
Yeah, the other one, the one over Shaq is... I'm like, guys, stop showing that you have hops like that.
Stop putting your balls in Shaq's face. Come on,
literally,
guys.
They're putting his... Yeah, they're Rawlings. You know what I mean? But...
Yeah, of course. We're talking about basketballs.
Yeah, so...
So if you need some more G League action, here you go. Heat G Leaguers from the Sioux Falls Skyforce, Cole Swider and Alondis Williams will compete in the G League Next Up game today at 12:30. Might keep an eye on that, man. You know, Wichita State and Charlotte aren't exactly getting me hype right now.
So. FAU's playing.
I know, I'm watching that FAU game. They're down 16-9 against a very good South Florida team. Both South Florida actually 11-1 in the conference, while FAU is 10-2.
A lot of in-state crime going on in South Florida
this
weekend.
That's what we want. We want a war.
Cats beat the Lightning.
We want a civil war.
Now you got FAU versus South Florida.
Miami versus the world, but especially the rest of Florida. Let's go. I'm ready.
I'm thinking of we should go to that game.
Which one?
Gators-Canes, first game of the season, week 0.
Gainesville?
Why not? Just a day.
We'll see. Let me chew on the fat and see. Huh? Inter-Miami has filled every spot in the top 25 most in-demand MLS games for 2024. Luis Suarez says this is the last step of his career and he is ready for it. MLS season begins Wednesday at 8 when the Herons host Real Salt Lake. I like that. So they released a list of the 25 most in-demand MLS games and every one of them includes Inter-Miami.
Right. Because they all want to see Messi.
Because you're getting retired FC Barcelona, basically. That's what you're getting. You've got 4 guys and a coach.
Now, what if you go to a game? Like, what if you're a big soccer fan, right?
I am.
A big football fan.
I am.
And you're going to go to see a game, and Messi's not playing, but Suarez is playing.
That's fine.
You're still good with that.
My favorite Inter-Miami player is Leo Campana still.
Well, yeah, you're old school. You're definitely here for the team. You're not here
Ecuador.
You're not here for the name on the back of the jersey.
You and I were there early.
You're there for the name in the front.
Vice City 1896 supporters group, man.
But still, the reason why those 24 games are the most
25, yeah.
25 is because it's gonna probably be 24, 22 because he's not playing.
He ain't gonna be playing
in all of them. It's because of Messi. That's it. Enjoy it. We said it like this is the last year. It's a 1 year. It's a year and a half deal. And hopefully all the Apple subscribers are locked in.
Yeah.
And we shall see.
So don't kill me if you're especially a South American football fan or even a Liga MX fan. The most popular team in the Western Hemisphere goes like this. Inter Miami. Boca Juniors. It's true, Vlad. Then River Plate.
It's River Plate.
River Plate over Boca Juniors. Really?
Yes.
We're going to get a fight over this now. Are we going to fight?
You know that.
Are we going to fight today? Is that what we're doing?
I'm River Plate, baby.
Boca Juniors. Give me that blue and yellow. But Inter Miami, let's be honest, the most popular team in the Western Hemisphere. I mean, come on. I mean, now if, let's go through it. Let's go. Who's your team in Liga MX? I got America. America. And I like the Tijuana Chow Dogs, but America is my team. Mexico City represent yellow.
What are you doing, man?
Who's your team in Brazil? Who's your team in Ecuador? We'll skip that. We'll get back to that later. The Marlins, their pitcher Tanner Scott won his arbitration hearing with the Marlins.
All right. I like you when the players get money.
So instead of getting $5.15 million this season, he will receive $5.7 million. The Fish are in spring training and open the season March 28th at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Not bad. Featherweight, Ilya Topuria KO'd Alexander Volkanovski in the
second round. Did you watch that fight?
No, I watched the replay.
Dude, that was a good fight. It was a good fight. He was giving Volk a lot of trouble in the first, and Volk started getting his groove going. And second round, he
promised it would happen.
He promised it would happen the first, but in the second round, he rushed him into the cage and then he hit him. But he
put a little combo, a little 1-2.
It was, but he really didn't connect. But he was so aggressive. No,
he was dazed and confused.
He was trying to defend himself. And he left himself open, and dude hit him with such a flush right. Bong! Yo, dropped.
If you've ever had your lights turned out, let me explain what it's like. You think you're doing all right, then all of a sudden there's a huge flash, and then it's like watching fade to black for a while, and then your vision starts opening up, and you're looking at the ceiling or the sky, depending on where
you're going. You know, I know he was messed up, bro. When the camera went back to him, I was like, "Yo, why is this, the side of his head split open? He wasn't split open before."
And his eyeballs were doing.
It was doing the slot machine.
Like me on the
weekend. Bro, I'm like, wow.
Get this stat: it was Volkanovski's 35th birthday yesterday.
Ah.
UFC fighters are 0-15 on their birthdays in fights, lightweight and below.
And they also said, you know, that he really started getting success towards. I mean, late in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And then to take an L like that, it's nasty work. He was training with Brady. He was becoming a star. Just like that.
So Volkanovski, an Australian, and Topuria is from basically all over. He's
nice Spain. He's Spaniard.
Technically, though, he fights under the Georgian flag. The Georgia flag, not Georgia in the United States, Georgia. But yeah, he's from Spain.
He was rocking the Spanish flag.
He's multicultural.
The Spain flag.
Multicultural. College basketball was wild yesterday. Top-ranked UConn blasted.
Marquette.
Fourth-ranked Marquette, 81-53. Arizona embarrassed rival Arizona State, 105-60.
That was a beatdown.
105-60. You thought the Panthers game was bad. And Colorado outlasted Bronny James and USC, 92-89 in double overtime. Today, we got Florida Atlantic and South Florida. South Florida's up 20-9 with about 11 minutes left in the first. And then you get like Memphis and SMU at 4 o'clock, and that's basically it until the All-Star game. I got something for you, though.
Oh, wait. Well, we also have Stadium Series if you're a hockey fan.
Stadium Series hockey fans, yes. New Jersey Devils, they did win yesterday.
And you have Rangers Islanders today.
Ooh, that's a good one. Rangers
are right up there with the Panthers. They're 3 points behind the Panthers in the East, and they have a six-game winning streak. I like my teams there, Dan.
Islanders.
I know, that's not my team.
3-2 under Patrick Roy.
Wait, Patrick Roy's the coach?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
I mean, 3-3-2, so 8 games ago. There you go.
Jeez.
Speaking of that, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. A bag of $30,000 was found on a New York City train the other day. Workers were relentless and got it back to its owner as soon as possible.
Wait, in New York City?
Mm-hmm.
See? Who said we're not honest people?
You know, I'm thinking no country for old men, man. You find a bag of money, you get that back to its owner. You don't go running around with that money.
Wait, you know, wait, hold on.
You got some Spanish dudes.
Where in New York City, though?
On the train. I don't know.
But where? Where was this train heading?
I don't know anything about New York City.
I don't know. Well, I don't know about this. That must have been in the good parts of New York. Because
you ain't doing that in Queens and the Bronx.
Fam, anybody sees a bag full of money? Come on.
I want to see what that owner, like, you know what's coming. We brought you your bag back. Oh, thank you. You know the next question. So why'd you have $30,000 on a train?
That bag must have had a stamp or something to let people know, oh, this doesn't belong to anyone. This belongs to a certain person. They don't want to mess with that person.
Because I'm an importer-exporter like Art Vandelay. That's all you need to know. If you watch Seinfeld, you know what that means. Up next, we're going to talk a little Dolphins. Some people think we should just blow up the defense. We got a new coach on defense. Why not? This is Sports Day 560 WQAM. Oh, you know it, Vlad. One Love in theaters now. The great reggae music of Bob Marley. Number one movie in the world, I'm predicting.
All pirates, yes, they robbed.
Redemption song.
Sold I to the merchant ships.
Feel good on this Sunday. Reggae Sunday. Someone argued with me the other day that One Love's not going to be the number one movie in the world come Monday or whatever. I'm like,
what's going to be?
I mean, yeah, what else is out there? Come on.
Anybody came out with a corny rom-com for the Valentine's
still,
Day?
Still, I mean, still. This is One Love, one of the most popular, beloved, iconic, greatest artists of all time, Bob Marley and his story. Unbelievable. It's going to be great. Anthony Weaver, is he going to be great with the Miami Dolphins? We shall see.
You guys hope so.
We shall see. Recently on DolphinsTalk.com, Mike Olivia posted an article saying the Dolphins need to overhaul the defense. Basically, let's just go ahead and blow it up.
Wait, what?
Let me read real quick. I'll read you the opening paragraph, then we'll kind of get into it.
Literally.
He said, I know. Some of you are saying, but wait, we were a top 10 defense this past season. Vlad,
that's what I said.
Why blow it up? This is a valid question, but the answer is simple. This defense, not only from a coaching standpoint, will look totally different this upcoming season. It will look totally different on the field as well as with a number of free agents Miami has on that side of the football. And let's not try to play whack-a-mole here. Overpaying to keep guys in hopes of building off of last year, let's blow it up, start fresh, build around our core players who will be here long-term and cut ties with dead weight. Here's the dead weight he's talking about, the free agents.
Yeah, tell me the dead weight.
Well, there's free agents such as Christian Wilkins.
Wait, they want to
He didn't say that. He's saying there are certain free agents that need to get paid that are willing to pay them. Christian Wilkins.
Oh, okay.
Raekwon Davis.
Okay.
Andrew Van Ginkle.
Okay.
Deshaun Elliott. Brandon Jones. Eli Apple. Nick Needham. Melvin Ingram.
You don't need Nick.
They're also expected to cut, and I do think they will cut, Emmanuel Ogba and Xavier Howard. Xavier Howard's a done deal, I think.
I know Ogba's gone. I want to see what's up with X, if they probably, maybe X might take it. X got to realize he didn't have a good season last year.
And the injuries and everything.
And the injuries, so maybe he might take a discount deal, but...
But we've heard X is all about that one thing.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Sometimes players got to look at themselves.
Humble yourself.
Yeah. You know, Klay Thompson taking a look at himself right now. He had to humble himself. I bet you he wish he had that opportunity to sign that 2-year, $48 million contract. X last season, dude, they were burnt. Like, you were getting abused. You were getting abused.
And when you were needed to switch sides of the field, you didn't. Remember?
Couldn't.
Stephon Diggs ate Kader Kahoo's lunch, and you did nothing. You standing by and watched. Now, remember, Jerome Baker do a lot of money. A lot of people saying maybe he'll be back. He is the play caller on the defense. Maybe he won't. Doesn't end there, though, Vlad. Remember, Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb going to miss parts of the season.
Well, Chubb is paid. Jalen is the one that's messed up because Jalen was on his way of getting a big contract, and hopefully he can get back to that to the level of performance he was displaying at during the season this past season. But it does take you at least a year to get back from an injury like that.
Yeah.
Where you get back to your old self again. You may be back next season. I assume he should be back hopefully by October, maybe? I mean, I know these guys in medicine,
Jalen Phillips got hurt on Black Friday.
That was November.
End of November.
Right. But the same injury Aaron had, and Aaron was trying to play like in 3 months. So maybe
if they had had a little bit of a dog in the fight, they might have thrown Aaron Rodgers out there. But man,
yeah. So what I'm just saying with the evolution of medicine and the rehab, he could be back hopefully by the beginning of the season. But I'm just say just say 9 to 12 months, right?
Yep, at least 9 to 12 months.
Yeah, so he's not going to be back until midway through the season next year. And then Bradley as well.
This is the thing. You got a new coach. Every year is a new team. You've got a new scheme. You've got new everything. I see the thing of let's just blow it up and start over. But there was a lot of good mojo and a lot of good things happening with this defense last year. I don't know if blowing it up and starting over from ground zero is the exact answer. I think Christian Wilkins, they find a way to get him back. Andrew Van Ginkle, I think he's as good as gone. He's made his value. Someone's going to pay him. He's going to go somewhere else. Brandon Jones, Eli Apple. I mean, Brandon Jones, if you get him at the right price, Eli Apple's not going to be back. Nick Needham, not going to be back. And you kind of just fill it out and kind of get free agents here and there. You still got, you know, some of your cornerstones. Of course, like we said, Chubb Phillips, Zach Sealer going to be there. Jalen Ramsey going to be there. Javon Holland should be healthy, should be ready to go. You have a good core right there. Make them comfortable, but totally blowing everything up, I don't know. I think let's make some tweaks. Let's make some fixes. Let's make some changes. Yes, let's have some new philosophies. Main thing is, and we're going to get into this later, dude, we're going to see Anthony Weaver taking shots. Or maybe not taking shots.
No, he was taking shots.
Well, we're going to decide. We're going to listen to some of the things. You can tell he wants to have a different philosophy, a different attitude, and every coach does. Let's not say, oh, Anthony Weaver's is revolutionary. No. No coach is going to come in and say, you know, Vic Fangio, top 10 defense, I'm actually going to take a carbon copy of what he did and just be a nicer guy, not an old school guy, and we're going to be better. No. Everybody's got their new philosophy. Everybody thinks they have a way of operating that is the best. Okay. But I still think there's some things on this defense that are worth keeping. That's why it was a top 10 defense. That's why at the end of the season, it was one of the best defenses, minus the one game against Baltimore, in the league. So I think that the changes need to be made. Subtle changes, not huge changes. You got your core. Try to get Christian Wilkins back, and then just figure it out through free agency. That's kind of one of the way. That's the way I'm looking at it, Vlad. Do you think that blowing it up would be beneficial?
Why are you blowing it up? That makes no sense.
I don't see it.
You're a team that can compete, that are a couple players, or maybe decisions,
coaching decisions,
and health away from contending for a title.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to blow up? Like, that makes no sense, bro. You have a top five offense and a top 10 defense, and you want to blow up the defense?
Yeah, I would say that if anything needs to be blown up, it would be we need to...
Nothing needs to be blown up.
More changes need to be made on offense than they do on defense.
Maybe add pieces, but nothing needs to be blown up, bro.
Tweaks. Let's tweak.
You can tweak, can but not tweak? Blow up. Like he's when I'm sorry, when you were writing this, he had that person had to be like, yeah, I might be reaching here. This is a Sue Surf reach right here. Like, get out of here. Really? You want to break up the team and you name all the free agents. Fine, you don't want Eli Apple. No. I get it. Nick Needham, don't need him.
Yeah, you can find somebody serviceable for probably cheaper.
But
and Eli Apple, you got him because Jalen Ramsey got hurt. Let's not kid ourselves.
Right. And here's the thing. If you knew that Jalen Ramsey was, you know, Logan, you know, he was Wolverine and would be back so quickly, maybe you might have not even signed him.
Yeah, you might have just rolled with it, man, try to figure it out. And, I mean, if Jalen Ramsey is healthy next year and plays all the games, watch out. Got to expect Xavier Howard. I do like your idea of if Xavier Howard humbles himself and realizes, hey, I've been with this team longest tenured player. This is where I want to play. This is who I want to be with. I'll give him the hometown discount. I like what we got going on here. He does that. I mean, I'm happy with that.
Because here's the thing. Where he has to look at himself, right? Like we said, his play last year kind of fell off. I don't want to say he's washed, but
no, absolutely
it not. Fell off. And if he puts himself in the market at 30 years old, this is probably, yeah, his last chance
to get it. His stock is down.
But that's what I'm saying. This is literally his last chance to get a big contract, but his stock is down. If he had a great year last year, I can understand.
Then, yeah.
But it wasn't the same. So do you take maybe a two-year deal with the team that knows you, the team you've been with?
And you know this, you know that you fit in, where you fit in, how you fit in.
And the key, the thing about it is with good defenses, you have to have two corners that can cover.
Especially nowadays. Especially with the gauntlet you're going to be going up against.
Exactly.
In the AFC.
And you've seen Kansas City. Kansas City, I mean, they have some decisions they have to make. They got to sign Snead. But you saw McDuffie and Snead. You see the Jets with Reed and Sauce.
Yeah.
Baltimore, who might be letting Marlon Humphrey go. They have decisions they have to make.
Like,
but they have good cornerbacks. Maybe Marlon Humphrey. That's the other things we have to look at in this offseason. Free agents from other teams or free agents in teams that were good, like Baltimore, that may want to come to South Florida because of the team and Anthony Weaver.
The only problem is 50 million problems that we seem to have looming over our heads.
You talking about
salary
QB?
Cap.
Oh, salary cap. Okay.
We are way over budget. And you know what? These guys, they may love such and such, but you know what they really love? Themselves and their money. And you know what? I don't blame them.
954 text, King Henry coming to Miami for the cheap skis. I don't think so, Playboy. This is his last big contract as well, 954. I don't know if King Henry's coming on the cheapie.
No.
On the cheap skis. But it will help and benefit a lot of teams. And here's the other thing. Even if you have Derrick Henry, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of a shot at your boy?
I mean, you had a great year with Raheem Mostert.
Yeah.
You know, now with this force Mike McDaniel to run the ball a little bit more, even though he says he plans to run the ball more, yes, it would force him to
heard
run
that
the ball
before.
A little bit more. I don't know. When you got Derrick Henry back there, you got to run the ball a little more. But I don't think he's coming. No, don't think he's coming. Let's not blow it up. Let's fix it. And then let's make it right and make it good. Up next, going to do a little hashtag what's trending, seeing what's trending all across the world here on Sports Day 560 WQAM. Ah, some U2, Sunday Bloody Sunday, on a rainy Sunday, here not just in South Florida, but pretty much all over Florida. Glad you're hanging with us. 560 WQAM on your radio, Odyssey app anywhere in the world, Twitch, YouTube, just look for 560 WQAM. Haven't done this in a while, Vlad, a little hashtag what's trending, taking it to the X world. I'm talking about X.com. And when I say X.com, I mean formerly Twitter. Seeing what's trending in and around the world, at Vlad2078 is his handle. I am at Dan Day Radio. Real quick, first thing popped up when I opened up the old X. On this day, 1970, Joe Robbie hires Don Shula as the Dolphins head coach. That's something. That's great right there. That always should be trending.
Always?
Always.
Okay.
I don't know if it's always. That's a lot to always be trending that. But you know what's trending right now? Jalen Waddle.
Why is Jalen Waddle trending?
Some Dolphin fan or hater recently posted some videos of him dropping passes, straight up saying Waddle can't catch, which has had Dolphins Nation really up in arms defending Jalen Waddle and his catching ability. Again, I wish we had more receivers that can catch like Waddle. They show some of the numbers over the past couple of years, and that Waddle, over 1,000 yards his first three seasons with the Dolphins. Also, Waddle is elite, but he cannot do everything Tyreek Hill can yet. That said, any talk about trading Tyreek is insane, but saying Waddle can't catch as a counter-argument for trading Tyreek is a problem for the uninformed. Inaccurate, take what I've seen for a while, and I said that he is a great receiver. Another person put in, the Waddle disrespect on my timeline is crazy. Y'all really forgot how much of a dog he is. And other things like that. Yeah, Jalen Waddle's a great receiver, a great catcher. Now, should you trade Tyreek Hill? I would try not to, but there's no need to even throw some shade at Jalen Waddle.
You know who's getting a lot of hate right now?
Who's hating?
Jay Williams.
Oh, I always hate Jay Williams. Go ahead, why?
He lost a lot of respect yesterday when he wouldn't say Caitlin Clark is elite yet.
Wait, is he talking about in college?
Yeah.
Come on.
Remember when we were going off the list of names of the players, right?
She's in the list of elite.
But I get that. I think she is elite. But the players that we were naming, they all won championships.
She was a game away. LSU took her down.
I don't care if you're a game. So was Marino.
Yes, that counts for something.
Yeah, but you know, when you're talking about the greats of the greats, rings matter.
Did he get caught up in the air trying to say that?
No. He just said she's not.
She's not elite because she hasn't won a championship.
Right.
I don't buy that. I'm not a person that says you have to win a championship to make yourself elite.
I kind of think to be elite, you kind of have to have a ring.
Dan Marino's an elite quarterback of all time. Just because he didn't win a championship doesn't mean he wasn't elite. Charles Barkley is the greatest example of being an elite player that never won a championship.
Well, Marino as well.
Oh, so Marino's in the same, he and Charles Barkley are in that boat together?
Yeah, bro. Listen, that's always going to be, that's a stain on your jacket, man. That thing's always going to hover around, over your head. Man. It's a team sport. Yes, it is a team sport. But when you're that person, when everybody thinks you're that guy, you need to lead or you need to win. I mean, think about it. We wouldn't be having this argument about LeBron and Jordan if LeBron never won.
If LeBron would have won half of the championships that he went to, goodness gracious.
Yeah, it'd be over. That's the thing about the arguments, because once you when you win and you win the ring, it adds more to your legacy. Well, we wouldn't be talking about Patrick Mahomes the way we are if he only had if he had one Super Bowl title. But the fact that he has three and he's the first guy to lead his team to back-to-back, now he's in, yeah, we revere him. He's in...
He's already in the elite status.
He was already, but now he's in like...
Now he's in the GOAT status. It's him and
right,
Tom Brady.
Right.
As the two greatest quarterbacks of all time in the NFL, which one do you like more? I'm not saying... I'm just saying theoretically that's what people are asking. Still got a long way to go too. Whew. But man, I just... if to say Caitlin Clark's not elite and one of the top...
She's elite.
I mean, look at the score. She's going to end up the highest scoring college basketball player of all time. She's 99 points away from Pistol Pete Maravich's record, men and women. How is that not elite? She's been to a championship game. She's played in a major conference. She's been in big games. She scored big in big games. I don't know. I don't like Jay Williams to begin with. I always never liked him as a player, much less as an analyst, but whatever. One more thing that's trending, Vlad, Daytona 500.
Postponed to Monday.
That is correct.
Supposed so we have something today to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to give you as much breakdown on NASCAR.
I'm going to break it. I'll break it down.
Possibly good.
I'll break it down.
Whew.
Is Ricky Bobby?
Yeah, I got Ricky Bobby winning it, man. I just think he's got one more in him, like Tiger, man. Got one more in
shake
him.
And bake.
Shake and bake. Baby Jesus. Let's go. Let's go. So Daytona 500 not being run today. It is going to be run most likely tomorrow, weather permitting. We're going to keep an eye also on that Miami Hurricanes New Jersey Institute of Technology game. That is supposed to start at 1. Doesn't look like it's going to get played, but we'll keep you up to date on that and get you posted up on everything else that's happening in and around the world next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM. Ah, some U2. Sunday Bloody Sunday on a rainy Sunday here, not just in South Florida, but pretty much all over Florida. Glad you're hanging with us. 560 WQAM on your radio. Odyssey app anywhere in the world. Twitch, YouTube, just look for 560 WQAM. Haven't done this in a while, Vlad. A little hashtag what's trending. Taking it to the X world. I'm talking about X.com. And when I say X.com, I mean formerly Twitter. Seeing what's trending in and around the world. At Vlad2078 is his handle. I am at Dan Day Radio. Real quick, first thing popped up when I opened up the old X. On this day, 1970, Joe Robbie hires Don Shula as the Dolphins head coach. That's something. That's great right there. That always should be trending.
Always?
Always.
Okay.
I don't know if it's always. That's a lot to always be trending that. But you know what's trending right now? Jalen Waddle.
Why is Jalen Waddle trending?
Some Dolphin fan or hater recently posted some videos of him dropping passes, straight up saying Waddle can't catch, which has had Dolphins Nation really up in arms defending Jalen Waddle and his catching ability. I wish we had more receivers that can catch like Waddle. They show some of the numbers over the past couple of years, and that Waddle, over 1,000 yards his first three seasons with the Dolphins. Also, Waddle is elite, but he cannot do everything Tyreek Hill can yet. That said, any talk about trading Tyreek is insane, but saying Waddle can't catch as a counter-argument for trading Tyreek is a problem for the uninformed. Inaccurate, take what I've seen for a while, and I said that he is a great receiver. Another person put in, the Waddle disrespect on my timeline is crazy. Y'all really forgot how much of a dog he is. And other things like that. Yeah, Jalen Waddle's a great receiver, a great catcher. Now, should you trade Tyreek Hill? I would try not to, but there's no need to even throw some shade at Jalen Waddle.
You know who's getting a lot of hate right now?
Who's hating?
Jay Williams.
Oh, I always hate Jay Williams. Go ahead. Why?
He lost a lot of respect yesterday when he wouldn't say Caitlin Clark is elite yet.
Wait, is he talking about in college?
Yeah.
Come on.
Remember when we were going off the list of names of the players, right?
She's in the list of elite.
But I get that. I think she is elite. But the players that we were naming, they all won championships.
She was a game away. LSU took her down.
I don't care if you're a game. So was Marino.
Yes, that counts for something.
Yeah, but you know, when you're talking about the greats of the greats, rings matter.
Did he get caught up in the air trying to say that?
No. He just said she's not.
She's not elite because she hasn't won a championship.
Right.
I don't buy that. I'm not a person that says you have to win a championship to make yourself elite.
I kind of think to be elite, you kind of have to have a ring.
Dan Marino's an elite quarterback of all time. Just because he didn't win a championship doesn't mean he wasn't elite. Charles Barkley is the greatest example of being an elite player that never won a championship.
Well, Marino as well.
Oh, so Marino's in the same, he and Charles Barkley are in that boat together?
Yeah, bro, listen, that's always going to be, that's a stain on your jacket, man. That thing's always going to hover over your head. Man. It's a team sport, yes, it is a team sport. But when you're that person, when everybody thinks you're that guy, you need to lead, or you need to win. I mean, think about it. We wouldn't be having this argument about LeBron and Jordan if LeBron never won.
If LeBron would have won half of the championships that he went to, goodness gracious.
Yeah, it'd be over. That's the thing about the arguments, because once you when you win and you win the ring, it adds more to your legacy. Well, we wouldn't be talking about Patrick Mahomes the way we are if he had one Super Bowl title. But the fact that he has three and he's the first guy to lead his team to back-to-back, now we revere him.
He's already in the elite status.
He was already, but now he's in like...
Now he's in the GOAT status. It's him and
right,
Tom Brady.
Right.
As the two greatest quarterbacks of all time in the NFL, which one do you like more? I'm just saying theoretically that's what people are asking. Still got a long way to go too. Whew. But man, if to say Caitlin Clark's not elite in one of the top...
She's elite.
I mean, look at the score. She's going to end up the highest scoring college basketball player of all time. She's 99 points away from Pistol Pete Maravich's record, men and women. How is that not elite? She's been to a championship game. She's played in a major conference. She's been in big games. She scored big in big games. I don't know. I don't like Jay Williams to begin with. I always never liked him as a player, much less as an analyst, but whatever. One more thing that's trending, Vlad, Daytona 500.
Postponed to Monday.
That is correct.
Supposed so we have something today to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to give you as much breakdown on NASCAR.
I'm going to break it. I'll break it down.
Possibly get.
I'll break it down.
Whew.
Is Ricky Bobby?
Yeah, I got Ricky Bobby winning it, man. I just think he's got one more in him, like Tiger, man. Got one more in
shake
him.
And bake.
Shake and bake. Baby Jesus. Let's go. So, Daytona 500 not being run today. It is going to be run most likely tomorrow, weather permitting. We're going to keep an eye also on that Miami Hurricanes New Jersey Institute of Technology game. That is supposed to start at 1. Doesn't look like it's going to get played, but we'll keep you up to date on that and get you posted up on everything else that's happening in and around the world next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.